NATO authorities are now telling Ukraine that they can use the F-16s that they're about to receive to strike targets deep within Russia. This is a planned escalation that's pushing us into World War III. And you're going to see two results from this. Well, immediate short-term results. And of course, a lot of long-term devastating results. But in the short term, you're going to see at first F-16s being shot down over Russia or Eastern Ukraine, Donbass region, and perhaps over, you know, Mother Russia. And this is going to be devastating to the West and the reputation of F-16s in general, which are, of course, a very lucrative military contract for U.S. weapons manufacturers and spare parts suppliers and so on. The second thing you're going to see is Russia striking the military bases from which the F-16s are being launched. And those bases will likely be, of course, outside of Ukraine. They may be bases in Poland. That's the most likely place. And understand that Medvedev has already said that if F-16s are supplied to Ukraine, then the military bases from which they take off are fair military targets from Russia's point of view. And this is all, again, designed to elicit an escalation so that Russia will then, you know, bomb a Polish military base. And then NATO can say, look, Russia's expanding west, just like we warned. They want to destroy Poland now, and then they're going to come for Germany, and they're going to come for the UK. And I mean, it's the domino theory being provoked here. And understand that this is all NATO theater or NATO provocations that are designed to put NATO in a position where it can justify huge escalations against Russia and perhaps nuclear escalations, because they need to get Russia to retaliate. Now, let's back up and understand the big picture here, which is that the powers that be that are in charge of the U.S. right now, they want Russia to nuke the United States. This has long been the goal. They want the U.S. destroyed, but they need to be able to blame Russia for doing it. So everything that you've seen here, from the expansion of NATO eastward for over the last 10 years, the 2014 Maidan coup in Ukraine, which was orchestrated by the CIA, and then, of course, the continued expansion of the war eastward, the shelling of the Donbass region by the Ukrainian government, and now the continued provocation of Russia with new weapon systems, first HIMARS rockets, and then coming the ATACMS long-range missiles, and now F-16s. And F-16s can be armed with nuclear weapons, understand. And there was a photo released by the U.S. military of F-16s carrying nuclear weapons. This was designed to intimidate Russia. This is all part of a playbook to get Russia to nuke the United States. They want this to happen. And, you know, God help us all if that plot succeeds, because nuclear war obviously would be devastating for all of humanity, and especially those of us in the Northern Hemisphere. And we're talking about, you know, a nuclear winter and food crop failures for a couple of years and mass starvation and so on. But what the powers that be want is a direct nuclear strike on Washington, D.C. and New York City so they can carry out the great financial reset and cover up their crimes, all their financial crimes, all their political crimes, their election rigging crimes, and then have a reset on history so they can really rewrite history. By the way, while erasing all white people from history, but that's what Google is doing now. They've already altered all the history of colonialism, the history of the Civil War. They've altered the history of Vikings, the history of America. It's now all white people have been erased. It's all just people of color. And this is in preparation for the Great Reset, which will be a reset of history. Also, you need to think bigger. This is not just some glitch by a bunch of anti-white libtards at Google. This is a much bigger plot to reset human history, first devastating billions of people, I mean, exterminating them in a nuclear war and another pandemic, and then erasing from the memories of people the events that happened in their lifetimes, and this can be done through gaslighting and censorship, and then installing an entirely new narrative, a whole new history, this is classic Orwellian, and then a whole new present, which would be that the United States of America no longer exists, and now it's a one-world government, and it's a medical dictatorship, and you could be thrown in prison for questioning vaccines and things like that, and a controlled obedience future, where you're going to live in a 15-minute city, you're going to eat the bugs, you're going to have no privacy, you'll be in a CBDC, you won't have access to a combustion engine vehicle, everything will be monitored, tracked, surveilled, and then you'll be replaced at first by, you know, of course, people of color, illegal immigrants, and then ultimately exterminated. This is what's underway. World War III has everything to do with that. Getting Putin to nuke America is a necessary step in the mind of the globalists to carry out this great reset, which is also the great taking. I mean, it's a financial reset, it's a cultural reset, it's a population reset, it's a history reset, it's a reset of all of human civilization. But they need Putin to launch the nukes, and everything that you're seeing right now is designed to get Putin to launch nukes and to nuke the United States of America and Western Europe. So understand, the Western powers do not want peace, and they're doing everything in their power to provoke nuclear war. And it's only because the restraint or the discipline of Putin right now that that war has not erupted already into a nuclear war. We should be very thankful that Putin is exercising restraint, even though the West is exercising, you know, insanity for provocations. But I don't know how this ends. I don't know where this goes. It may go nuclear. It could happen very quickly. I mean, it could happen overnight, right? It could happen at any moment that you can imagine. Now, all of a sudden, Washington, D.C. could be a big mushroom cloud. New York City, gone. Berlin, gone. London, all gone. This could happen just instantly. So be prepared for this, because that's exactly what the powers that be are trying to initiate. So be safe, be prepared. I have all your backup supplies that I mention all the time, you know, your comms, your gold, your silver, your medicine, your food, all of that. Be ready, because nuclear war is what they want, and it looks like that's what they're going to get. All right. Pray for us all. Take care.
I want to show you what we have put together here in terms of our really popular, now wheat-free, certified organic, lab-tested macaroni and cheese meal mixes. I've got them on my desk here. The way we sell them, it's in a mini bucket format. You see the bottom ones there. And inside each bucket are three of these packs right here, which is, you know, vacuum packed. It's nitrogen flooded and then vacuumed in a very rugged, long-term stable bag. This is wheat-free. It's made out of amaranth as well as quinoa. And so this holds its shape and texture and tastes really great. It's not like gritty and mushy like whole wheat macaroni tends to be. So we have this, and then this is a cheese pack that's also very durable, rugged packing. And this, you know, no garbage, no artificial colors, no fillers, nothing like that. And in the cheese pack are very simple certified organic ingredients. Check it out. Organic white cheddar powder, organic heavy cream powder, organic butter powder, organic whey protein powder, organic onion powder, and organic black pepper powder, and that's it, folks. There's no fillers, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors. I mean, no colors of any kind actually in it. And it's very easy to make. It's extremely delicious. Now, it does not have any salt added. We did that on purpose because we wanted people to be able to salt it according to your own taste. So for those having a low sodium diet, you can easily incorporate this. I mean, check the nutrition facts label. It still does have sodium naturally in the cheese, but we did not add any salt, so it can be incorporated into a low sodium diet if that's something that you're paying attention to. For the rest of us, I add salt to this, by the way, and I don't normally add salt to anything, but this is so low in the salt because we didn't add any salt to the recipe that I think you actually have to add a little bit of salt to bring out the flavor and make it taste really delicious, and then it does when you add a little bit of salt to it. So this is all you got to do is boil water. You know, you boil the elbows for 5 to 10 minutes, and then you add in the cheese powder, you stir it in, you're done. And it's super delicious. This is a really great preparedness meal. I think you'll really love this. We also have, this is very popular. It is an organic banana, peanut butter, and chocolate instant superfood shake. Now, this product, which is available in various quantities, if you go to our store, you can just buy, you know, one canister, or you can buy them in groups. This also is very delicious, but very simple. Look at the ingredients. Organic whey protein powder, banana powder, also organic, peanut butter powder, cocoa powder, coconut sugar, which is a low glycemic sweetener. And that's it, folks. It's all organic. It's laboratory certified. It's super delicious. It blends with water or other kinds of milks. You know, it could be a nut milk or a cow's milk or whatever you want. It's delicious, hot or cold. And it's incredibly nutritious and very clean because we do all the testing. So these are two relatively new products, well, brand new actually, that are in stock right now, at least at the moment, and will probably be sold out of them pretty quickly, but we'll make more. It just takes time to source all these ingredients. It took us many months to get the cheddar cheese powder and the organic cream powder, the butter powder, and the whey. I mean, frankly, all the animal products are taking a very long time to get sourced right now, but we're doing the best we can. We have these available, super delicious. And this is just the first of many kind of instant meals that we're formulating right now. So macaroni and cheese is one of many that we'll have soon. We're going to have different kind of soups, like a lentil soup and also an organic chili product. And they're all going to be based on the same kind of philosophy. Clean, simple, lab-tested ingredients with no artificial anything whatsoever. And also very lower sodium compared to what's typically out there. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to just eat a bunch of salt and MSG, you know? That's what a lot of storable food is, just a bunch of salt and sugar and MSG and textured vegetable protein garbage. And we're not into that, not at all. This is real food, real nutrition, real taste, and it's available right now at healthrangerstore.com. Just go there. You can search for peanut butter to find our chocolate, a banana, peanut butter shake, or if you want the macaroni and cheese, just go to healthrangerstore.com and search for the organic wheat-free macaroni and cheese with no salt added. Or check out our hundreds of other products, such as, like, you can look at herbs right here, all these different categories, different herbs and tinctures. We have garden seeds. We have superfoods. We have personal care products. Here we have organic turmeric gold extract. We have the knives, the Dawson knives. I've co-designed these with Dawson knives. You probably heard about these. This is under preparedness, survival gear. We've got, well, let me just show you. We've got all the different knives right here made of the corrosion-resistant MagnaCut alloy. Mass ratio is one, very popular. That's back in stock now. Consequences covert knife and more. We've got other knives available, including Escape from LA. Hey, I wonder, is that sold out? Hard to keep in stock. But check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. This is how you can support us. And then we give back to you in a multitude of ways with knowledge, with empowerment, with the large language model we're going to be giving away here soon, coming up end of March, with all the interviews and all the things that we do. Plus, we just made a $100,000 donation to Convoy of Hope of non-GMO vitamin C. So when we are able to, we buy an extra large batch of raw materials, and then we use our in-house manufacturing and testing, and we will overproduce certain batches, knowing that we can use Convoy of Hope to distribute them to people in need. And that it's a Christian-based ministry that distributes food and supplements. And we've worked with them several times now. And just the other day, $100,000 worth of vitamin C. So that's going out into the hands of people in need across America. Sometimes they distribute to other nations, but they focus on the United States of America. And we will continue to support people in need anywhere that we can. Remember that our slogan is Health Ranger Store, healing the world with clean food. That's our philosophy. That's what we practice. That's what we preach. That's what we do. We do the lab testing. We manufacture clean, simple ingredients that are authentic and pure and tasty. It's like nothing else that you've ever seen in the processed food industry or the processed storable food industry. And a lot of the survival food out there is just heavily processed garbage. I'm sorry to say, that's just honest truth of what it is. You want real food? Come to healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brightown.com and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.